It's the Daily Talk Show. Good morning, everyone. It's 7:63.
Yeah, that's the episode number, not the time. What time it is? Hump day. That's what time
it is. If it was 7:63, it would be 8:03.
7:63.
Yeah.
That's smart.
7:63.
Good point.
True.
It's like a four-quarter latte all over again.
It is hump day replay.
It is. Just on the time thing, like Amy's mum, when we go up and stay with her every Chrissy, I'm always asking what the time is. And she gets so annoyed because she has the biggest clock on the wall that is in, it's not number, what is it? Like the
Roman numerals?
Yeah, so yeah. It's like this big metal clock that actually has an arm that ticks around. It's Roman numerals.
To remind you how dumb you
are. It's analog. And I'm like, absolutely not.
No. Too much, isn't it?
Like I've decided I'm not engaging with that bullshit.
I love your hat. You're wearing it forward today. I really like it.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like hiding away, but just go real low. Mm-hmm. Real low. Like celebrities wear their hat real low. Like celebrities get real down here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like, I know when I feel like wearing it like that, it's not because I think or feel like a celebrity.
You just feel bad about yourself.
No, yeah, it's almost the version of pulling your pants up above your belly button. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel less fat.
Sure.
Your hat down makes you feel sort of like a bit more insulated.
I've always been a above the belly button kind of guy. Yeah. I would definitely, if I feel like high-waisted jeans.
You wear your jeans above the belly button.
Up with these ASICs.
No, I feel like if I was a chick, I would be getting... Because high-waisted jeans... Do you remember when the jeans were so short that you could almost see everything? Like
what do you
they
mean?
Were like no. Britney Spears used to wear
very
them.
Very 90s,
like you would have to you actually wax or born. Be...
Hot pants. You're talking Daisy Dukes.
No, low-hanging
jeans.
Hip. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Think Christina Aguilera as well. That era.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And so, I feel like the high-waisted jean is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Or no?
It's a point in time. Sorry, I just nearly knocked over. It's a point in time. So, like, isn't it funny how, like...
Fashion.
It just comes in and out. Who's deciding that? And how do we all get onto it?
And a Wintour.
Yeah.
I've been watching a masterclass. What do you need to know?
Who's that?
Is it a fashion Wintour?
What's Devil Wears Prada? Is it about her?
Loosely, yes.
What's the magazine that she's a Vogue?
Vogue, yeah. Vogue. There's a documentary called The September Issue.
She really an asshole? Or she seemed nice? Because in the movie, they portray her as like cutthroat.
She's quite direct, yes. But
are you the Anna Wintour of us?
I would like to start wearing sunglasses.
No, I don't mean the fashionable one. I mean the...
the asshole.
inside or on the way?
What do you mean? Oh, as in Sunny sunglasses store. All the time.
So, asshole inside or out?
What does he mean? What's he talking
that's
about?
That's what you were thinking. Were you confused because I said inside or out and you were talking about assholes?
No. So, what are you saying?
Are you wearing the sunnies inside or outside?
Inside.
Yeah.
That's the whole... Well, it's just wearing them all the time.
I think you can get away with it because you wear glasses all the time. Mm. If you see me with the sunnies on inside, immediately you're thinking, fuckwit.
Transition lenses?
Yeah, you have a pair, your
I
old
ones. I don't have transition lenses. Oh. I've got clip-ons.
I was thinking about my uncle who wears his pants up high and his ASICs.
Do you know what? Talking about the ASICs, yesterday I talked about my struggle with doing up my shoelaces.
Yeah.
Dr. K, she sent me a DM, said these have changed my life.
Oh, let me guess. She's purchased from Instagram ads these little clips that you clip onto each side of where your lace would go in, and they look really cool too.
Well, there's a specific brand. So they're called, Dr. K was saying you have to get, if you get them, you have to get this specific brand.
What's the brand?
They're called Lock Laces.
Yeah.
And so I bought some. I got like the Daily Talk Show blue. As well as black ones. Brie was not a fan. She was like, oh, no, don't do that. And then she asked me, is that because it was $27.
Oh,
she said, no, it was a pack of two, I think. And
eBay, Amazon.
Or locklaces.com.
If
you click on there, you end up at a place called, it's like a sport something. And they're the distributor. I started following
Wildfire
them on Instagram.
Wildfire Sports?
No.
I just want to see these. Lock Laces. Oh, yeah. Can you get all the wacky colors? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this looks great. Oh, yeah. Oh, so it actually is a whole lace with a...
It's a drawstring.
A drawstring.
it's like something that an athlete would wear or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's good enough for an athlete, it's good enough.
There's definitely kids in prep that are rocking these as well.
But don't you think
great reviews.
Yeah, I think that they are one of those things where it's they're actually going to be very handy. And I think that we'll all look back and be like, you know, doing your lace is a bit silly, isn't it?
Well,
like,
it's a bit of a waste of time. It was, look at, you'd think it would be here. You'd think it would be more of a thing because Back to the Future, the automatic shoe
that they made.
Yeah, but why is that not here?
Because they were heavy as fuck because they had a whole battery in them.
Yeah.
You couldn't go on a plane. You had to take, you know, it's just outrageous.
Yeah.
Waterproofing's annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's very annoying.
I would like to, if I was to get other shoes, getting a shoe with the lights that turn on would be fun.
What about rollers? Could we get next year in the rollers shoes?
I would wheelies? Absolutely
I think break. Wheelies or rollers?
I've never had a pair. I always wanted one.
So they have like a wheel at the back on the heel. Heelys. Heelys.
Mm-hmm. Scoot down the road with
The best was soap shoes.
What are soap shoes?
They got banned. Look them up. Soap shoes. They had a grind, literally like, think rollerblades where they have like a built-in sort of arch in the middle that is plastic so you can grind on poles. Okay. These were shoes with grind. There's a full documentary about them. They're very much like 90s kids would understand them before they banned them. But they were huge. Me and Conspiracy Jimmy got around them hard.
Who banned them?
The school or was it actually... At an international, like at a...
Yeah, I don't know who banned them, but it was something...
It's like Dr. Dreadful.
We were talking about that. Banned that shit. There's a bunch of stuff that's been banned in our time.
Did you see... So, Bree was cleaning out the kitchen the other day of the office. She wanted to.
What's that?
I had a gun to her head.
Well, I just feel like it seems quite like grunt behavior that one of our partners, working bee. It was a working bee.
That was a working bee, and we all, like, she killed that.
Yeah, that was great. There are ants in the kitchen now, but I think
it's not her fault. They were there
before. Absolutely not her fault.
And so there's a, there was a game that I bought that I don't think we ever spoke about that I got for Christmas. Remember we had that big blow up where I spent $200 at OzPost before the Christmas episode?
Oh, yeah, and bought a bunch of random shit.
And I used my card or whatever, and then I need to get reimbursed. Turned into a big sort of, we were late to do the show.
Yeah.
But we still have that board game. Sevs, do you know where it is?
No, it's not in the cabinet.
It must be in the cabinet. Can you go get it, please? So there's a, it was like an equivalent of a Dr. Dreadful. So for people who aren't aware, do you remember Dr. Dreadful, George?
No, I never heard it.
So it was it.
You're a bit young.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So a lot of people listening have missed out.
So it was a 1995 sort of era. Thank you, Sevs. Sevs is just handing over the sort of version that I found. So Dr. Dreadful was a game where you could make sciencey things that were disgusting, and the idea was that you could eat them.
Yeah, so you could make worms that would look like jelly worms, and then you'd eat them, or you could make like a pot of like bubbling drink and you'd sip it and it was toxic looking and it smelt like asthma.
And did
if
it
asthma
taste great?
The smell.
No, it was all gross. It was all like,
I loved it. But it was good.
If you search on YouTube for the Dr. Dreadful ads, they're like iconic. But anyway, so they banned them because of asthma attacks, I believe.
Oh. Well, yeah.
No joke.
Yeah, that's it. There was something in it. I never got hit by it and I've got asthma, so I maybe dodged a bullet.
And so this was at the Oz Post. How did I get to this anyway? About the kitchen, because this was in the kitchen. Bree was like, what the fuck is this? We never got to this. This was on Christmas Day. We did an episode. This is the totally disgusting science stuffed with seven disgusting and revolting science projects. Make your own digestive system, glowing snot, fart, powered explosion, and more. And so
it's my nickname.
Powered
explosion.
Right.
And so I wonder, do you actually eat any of it? That's the question.
Do you know what? Now, probably in today's age, there is less of those kind of toys. You go to the supermarket when I was doing a buy up for a Fat Friday of like nostalgic breakfast cereals and stuff. Not
is that
the
when
same.
You got the milk?
Not the same. We're living in a healthier world for sure. in comparison to when we were around. Like the disregard or the just looseness,
we just
I reckon they could get through. I reckon there wasn't as many rules in place. Like now there's a general set of, like, it's like drugs that can get passed and aren't allowed. Like LCMs, hard to find the ones with marshmallow in them.
Really?
They're yogurt based now.
Ugh.
Yeah, but like it's almost like, is it, maybe it's not healthier, but it's like marshmallow seems more naughty. Yogurt's more like a natural.
Cereals version. Are just a nightmare in general. There's no good cereal.
That's
I quite like Nutri-Grain. Nutri-Grain's great.
There's plenty of good cereals. You're just not a cereal guy.
No, but as in from a health perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
100%. They're all like trash.
100%. Except the fitness one. No, I'm joking. There's one called
Special K.
There's one called Fitness.
Yeah, Special K is meant to be okay. Yeah. Anyway, it would be good to do this. It's
we can play a little game.
Science has never been so fun, it says on the box. And so I got this. I always imagine, so it was $22.95.
Really?
And they,
I wonder I was pissed.
But I always create a very sad story about people that buy these types of things at Oz Post.
Well, it's, I think you pointed it out that there is all these random gifts. And so people at Christmas time or at a birthday time have relatives interstate or wherever it be. You go to the post office, it's a one-stop shop. Buy it, write the card, send it, everyone's happy.
I think that's the bit that we're not sure on.
The thought that counts, as they say.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you buy it for someone or was it just a group present?
No, it fell into the category it was for me, to be honest. Okay. But I wouldn't have gotten it. I wouldn't have bought it if I'd known that it wasn't to eat. The reason I got it was because I thought it fell into the Dr. Dreadful category.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been good. Today's a very special day. Today is Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay.
Mm-hmm. Episode number 11.
I've seen him working away, chipping away. It seemed quite good this week.
Just
seemed quite relaxed.
Chipping away.
I don't know if it's high levels of anxiety mean it's better. I haven't quite, you know, don't have the data yet. How many episodes are you in now, Georgie Boy?
So this is number 11. And yeah, it's good. I think I'm happy we've done 11.
And so what are you drinking today?
Yeah.
Well, in the spirit of reining things in from last week, I thought I'd just drink some water.
That's responsible.
I'm down.
How clean is that glass?
Yeah, it's not a good one to hold up, is it?
No, they're all bad.
So just having water today.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, here we go. It's Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay, episode number 11.
It's Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay.
This week, things got a little bit loose.
Who wants a drink?
Putting a lot.
Cheers. Happy Friday night drinks.
He spilled
it out of his mouth. If you drink at 12, look what happened yesterday.
Do you know what it smells like? Carrots.
Tommy found a loophole in Macca's McFlurry pricing and wanted to expose them.
I got a McFlurry Wednesday night after our day session of drinking. Bit naughty. Got the brand new banana caramel McFlurry. And boy, was I not happy with what I'd got. All the ingredients that were inside of this McFlurry are just soft serve, which you can buy separately, a pie, caramel sauce, which you can buy separately. Expose, baby.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We're rich.
If we could get it onto the project, it's definitely going to go viral. Yeah, I know Josh isn't a part of it, but at least George is in there. Yeah, the project, Pedestrian TV, if you want to ship it out, like, anyone and everyone, I reckon. BuzzFeed. Oh, they're not around anymore? Okay. And the project. Yeah, this one's going to go viral. Awesome. All right, see you, Jess.
Oh, the McDonald's thing. I haven't actually tried it, but I saw it on Pedestrian. Yeah, I've heard people talk about it. It's awesome. So you did 7-Eleven, the O-Bike thing, now McDonald's. I just don't get him. Georgie Boy, though. I like him. He's good.
Josh took Tommy through a shoelace tutorial.
So you grab the bunny ears, you go like this.
Done.
You pass that bit over.
Out of those.
You go like that.
Under.
Like pull down. That. And I do a knot.
If it was on my foot or I was sitting on a bed doing it, it would be easy.
Chairman Rick wanted to get into the beekeeping game.
$600 a year to rent them.
Why do you have to rent them? No, that's good.
Why?
Non-committal.
Who owns the bees?
You get 80,000 bees.
Mate, they can
80,000 bees?
No, they can, Josh, they can fly. Josh, they fly and they go off.
Are you kidding me? 80,000 bees in my house?
No, not in your house. In my garden.
Even in my garden. So if you had 10,000 bees, if you had 50 bees, it would be the scariest fucking thing.
This is what everyone said. They don't sting you. They're not going to sting you.
Wasps.
Pollinating.
I'm sure wasps are still pollinating shit too.
I had a bee that approached me when I was...
A big week coming up for Sevs with Grace moving over.
Sevs' girlfriend's moving from Perth, which is very exciting. Have you planned anything or are you just giving yourself this week to plan stuff?
No.
Or are you not planning?
Nothing's planned.
Do you reckon Grace would be into hot springs?
Mate, it is... What do you mean?
It's quite nice.
I fucking hate, like...
Yeah, but you hate taking your top off.
It's a sauna without a roof.
No, a fucking spa is not a sauna.
A spa is not the hot spring either.
It's submerged in water.
What I'm saying...
It's a pool.
...is...
What I'm saying is...
And Tommy's obsession with going viral led to some crazy food ideas.
If you just put an egg in the microwave with nothing other than just the egg, it will blow up.
Could we do mug cakes? Jar of jalapenos, kettle to try poaching,
puff pastry or frozen pastry.
Put water in it and put it in the microwave, and it worked quite well.
I was just another frozen thing that you eat frozen. I quite like frozen peas.
Peas are a great source of dietary fiber, vitamin A, iron, folate, thiamine, vitamin C, and magnesium. They also have a high level of vitamin K. One of the major health benefits is blood sugar control. Green peas have a low glycemic index, so blood sugar does not increase dramatically after eating them. Pour yourself a bowl of frozen peas for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You've got a great point, Georgie. The fact is, they're selling it on value.
If we could get it onto the project.
I seem to take O-Bike down. Last year I made one of fishing them out of the Yarra River, the O-Bikes that were left everywhere.
Are you going to be pissed if it goes viral?
And they have now folded.
Georgie boy will get a lot of love. who's that guy with the mug?
So I don't know, but I'm out watching and observing what's going on.
I think it'll be good for my brand.
I reckon you're a cheapskate, mate. Pay for it.
Thank you to Tully Smythe for bringing the energy.
Obviously, I'm very, you know, close with Dementia Australia, and it would be a great opportunity to raise awareness and funds for Dementia Australia. Plus, I think it would give people an insight into who I am, who I actually am, rather than this person that everyone thinks I am based on a show I did 7 years ago where they saw 4 minutes of me every night.
And here are a few TDTS quotes from the week.
It doesn't actually matter about your personal opinion. You actually need to zoom out and be like, no, this is like human rights.
What am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling uncomfortable? And then where does it fit within progress of the world? And
I associate homemade with shit. Like, it's not going to taste any good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like blown
Sad
away.
Sad upbringing for you, mate.
That's it from me. I've been Dodgy George. Good night, Australia. Love you.
Georgie boy.
He's done it again.
Oh, yeah.
Amy's going to be happy you said I love you at the end. She missed that last week.
Confusing for the listener, I reckon.
Why?
I don't know.
What's confusing about it?
Oh, I just like the end bit. It's a bit... It's okay, but it's sorry if you're listening only.
No, it's worth watching. This is why we sort of play it here and you can jump on and watch it on YouTube. It's fucking great, mate. Well done.
That's fun.
What was confusing about it? What was the quote bit or which
no,
bit?
No. I mean the project bit.
The project. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do need to sort of see you eating the peas for it to make sense.
It's like George was essentially upset that he was not on the project.
I did get to be honest.
But I wasn't on the project. That's the funny bit too.
But I think the funny bit was yesterday I was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that GB was recording something for Hump Day Replay. So that reenactment, I thought, was an actual call that you're having. And I was like, what the fuck? Is he still trying to get it on the project?
It's good from a brand.
What's TJ up to?
I know Josh is in it, but it's good for my brand.
It's great. No, I respect that. We're
ripping into ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. But it didn't go viral.
No, it didn't. How many views did it get?
Yeah.
Don't know. Haven't looked.
Do you want to go on Instagram or YouTube?
You did say to me, you there was a point when you're making it that you're so fired up about it. It's like, mate,
yeah,
can I get a bit with you in it? It's like, because I think like it's going to go viral.
Well, and you want to be included. That is part of the joke of asking you, do you, would you be okay if something went viral? Because last time you weren't in the thing. And they had Ryan John being the host of the Daily Talk Show. I had to make an adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get into the, make a retraction.
That was okay. It was
apology.
Fine.
No, there was no apology. Mm-hmm. Well done, George.
Thanks.
Sev's any update on, so Grace is coming next week?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got an email from Rod last night. He listened to our episode about, what are my plans when Grace is here?
And so Rod is the owner of the house in Blairgowrie, which he has kindly offered for you to stay at the Airbnb.
And how's this as well? 10% off for any Gronks.
Oh, that's good. So how do Gronks?
Well, so you got to mention it when you book, and then he'll.
Where do people find the Blairgowrie?
So you can go Beach House Blairgowrie on Instagram. And then you can also, it's in his little bio. You can click off to Airbnb. Yeah. And
you can call Rod.
Maybe.
Have you spoken to him on the phone?
Or Mason at bigmediacompany.com. He's the property manager. He's locked in for a 3-year deal with them.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I got an email from Rod yesterday, and it detailed a bunch of things that you can do whilst we're down there. And so, it was like hot springs. It was like where the best walks are, where the beaches are. He's like, oh, there's even like a picnic basket. If the weather's good, go to this beach. He's even done a map of where the house is and where everything is situated in relation to the house.
That's good.
Lucky baby.
He's done the whole itinerary of things that I could just pull from.
I think that's like what, I'm sure he's done that before and he sends it to everyone.
It's great if it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's a good fantastic process. I think that's a good process.
It is in the spirit
system
of Airbnb.
Yeah.
They do that.
A sort of like a house manual.
This, you should see this email. It's
comprehensive.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's a whole essay. Yes.
Imagine if you worked out that someone else that had an Airbnb had taken your copy, your email. Because it's interesting because it's like Airbnb, there's no set rule of how far they have to go for you. There's probably like the base of like, you need to make it sure it's clean, fresh stuff, or it like outlines that you need to bring stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you get ones that are going way above and beyond. It's like they're treating it as a business within itself.
Mm-hmm. With jam and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting free jam.
Free
jam. That actually reminds me, talking about the stealing someone's copy of their Airbnb manual. How about this for a story? So before Tommy and I properly got together with our businesses, a client contacted me who I hadn't worked with before, but they said, "Hey, we want to do a video." And they basically asked me to sort of give them a bunch of details and give them pricing. And so I wrote out, they were very sort of vague around the specifics of it all. And so I helped them and was like, this is what I think you need. Like, we'll do this video and then we'll do that one. And I sort of wrote it out all out very clear for them because I felt like this person's not really sort of grabbing the project and running
with it. It's the reverse brief where they get you to do the brief for them.
Exactly.
So they don't have to think.
And so anyway, I did that, but they didn't know that Tommy and I were connected. And so then Tommy got an email with, hey, we want a video done. Can you quote? And then they'd copied and pasted all of the copy that I'd written for them around what they should do.
That's outrageous.
Absolute dogs. The one bit from that story which makes it even more layered is that they contacted someone in Perth, Till.
Yeah, that's right.
Who then thought about me because you weren't around
that stage. That's right. So it was they went to me. I quoted, gave them the copy. They then went to Till. Till then says, speak to Tommy. And then Tommy, I love that Tommy then, because this was when I was overseas for 3 months or whatever, and we're coming back joining forces. And Tommy had the call with them being like, oh, so my business partner, Josh Jansen, is across this because he wrote all the fucking copy in the email.
The best is that I got on the phone and I teased out. So I was like, oh, I'd love to talk to you about the project. And then I waited maybe 5 minutes after she'd sort of gone into detail about it. Then I revealed that I had been a part of, like, we even worked on that together.
Yeah, that's right.
So I was like, yeah. So what you've got there is from Josh, and Josh and I were working on that together. Oh, the embarrassment. Mm.
But it's, I think it's just lazy at that point. Like, is it the wrong thing to do? Because I was like,
hate reverse bro. Like, I
nah,
hate.
It's the wrong, definitely the wrong thing to do. You can't just rip it. Because did you hear anything back from them, Josh? Or was they gone? Like, no, well, so after.
We made $750 out of it.
Oh, that's
which
right.
Was like
they,
charging them for the time and they paid it.
Well,
because out of embarrassment.
Well, because yeah, they were. no, what happened was they then said, yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll do the video with you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And accepted the quote that I'd initially sent them.
Yeah.
But then they were, a big retail, like a massive, like a retail giant.
They're on the list. They're
and
on the
so,
list.
Yeah. And so they. Yeah, I don't want to give away too much.
No,
but
no.
The, yeah,
it's
never again.
But what's it, never again? It's not, I guess it's not okay. I mean, but the thing
being
is,
being caught out is fucking like being the one that catches someone out like that. It's a good fit. Like, how many other opportunities do you have of doing that in life?
And it's so low level. That's why I was okay. I mean, so you could easily like I avoid awkward situations because you could say that's going to get real awkward on the phone. Mm-hmm. But I kind of liked the energy of that one.
Yeah,
because I was like It's come back to me. So, it's like...
Well, you know the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you can play the whole thing out. So
yeah. I mean, we haven't had any big ones that people have stolen ideas.
Well, you hear it in agency world or whatever where it's like they pitch for an idea and then they go to another company and get it done cheaper.
Well, TV, like back in the day, scripts and things, like you hear about... I'm sure if you type in Sevs, TV script left at cafe... And then, like, it's been leaked. And so, it hasn't even been in production or something's been written. Like, I remember a good friend of mine, his dad pitched a show and the TV station. Like, he'd already had a couple of TV shows on. Mm-hmm. This was back in the 80s, 90s. And the show got taken. He pitched it in as the idea. Mm-hmm. They took it, developed it without him.
It happened with a mate of mine high up in the entertainment industry with ABC. Mm-hmm. Went in. Pitch the idea was happening and then it's like no longer happening, go cold and then release their own version.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
It's so annoying. And there's not like how much, what can you do about it?
Well, that's the IP thing. I also push back on anyone that's spending too much time talking about something. Like if you're talking about something that doesn't give you ownership over it, like you need to, you're not actually execute, like until you execute it, it's a bit hard to take ownership.
Yeah. But then, I mean, there's how many, what's original these days? Mm-hmm. Like what is an original idea?
Yeah. Well, I remember one of the first books I ever read from start to finish, Filmmaking for Dummies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that a part of the For Dummies series or is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was actually on the For Dummies website the other day.
I thought you were on the side.
What do you mean?
I was on it.
Josh Jansen.
Josh Jansen for Dummies. Yeah. No, so I was Googling something and then I was like, oh, fuck, I'm learning about it. And you can't help but judge your experience based on, like, I think I was working out how to set a voicemail in Skype. That's a very specific question.
Yeah. Oh, there's a full website, Dummies. Mm-hmm. Dummies.com.
Dummies.com, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Learning made easy.
Do you think that they've got a branding issue? Because some of their stuff is quite good.
I think they've got a strong brand. Like you think about them, they're simplified. They're the barefoot of everything. Barefoot simplifies finance for Gronks so that you can understand they do it for everything, but they don't have it's not like the personal brand.
Mm-hmm. Well,
individual behind it.
Yeah, who writes all of them?
Yeah, so they have like a lot of experts.
A lot of articles though. Like any topic you can think of, very specific ones as well. Like that voicemail's
pretty specific.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I always wonder about ones where it's specific to like Outlook 2014 for Dummies, like a book about like an email client and they have like pictures of it all and you can learn through that.
Galaxy Tab, how to add Skype contacts.
I just typed in cleaning AirPods. Like I was thinking, what if that's a thing? How to jumpstart a car. It then jumps to how to pray the rosary, like with rosary beads.
You had some rosary beads on your desk the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Old school. Mum always gives me stuff, and like back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I just keep it. Feel too guilty throwing it away.
So, where'd you put them?
Back in my drawer. Okay, sure. It's like if someone gives you a Bible, what do you do with it? Feel a bit. I mean, if you're not religious.
Put it in the bookshelf.
You still could sort of get a bit
of another book at it.
How to tell whether your vehicle needs a tune-up. How to calculate percentages.
What is a tune-up?
Tune-up, like a tune your car.
But what is a tune-up actually? Could I tune up my
i30? No.
Is that what they're it's talking about?
Tune-up, that's just like, you know, replacing the oil. Is that just a service?
A service? A tune-up, I feel like it's like tune-up. Adding an extra 10 Ks an hour
I think
something.
It's just, you know, optimally brake pads yeah, and just like the, dialing in a few
the
things.
The problem is it's the electrical, like the new computers and cars, they need to be plugged in to then, that's where they can do some digit, like they can tune a car without touching it other than having the computer cords plugged in.
Sure.
And then they can dial a few settings. Next minute, you got a Ferrari.
Well,
no, it's a lie. It's a lie.
You're if still you had a if you started under. With one.
But I feel like after every service of my car, fuck, feels I feel good. Like I've got a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Even if it's just up here.
Yeah. I mean, definitely Brie definitely, like when it comes to putting air in the tyres.
Yeah.
Can't help herself, but like, oh, it's just driving so much better.
And then even a full tank of petrol.
Yeah.
Full tank of petrol, you're like, I feel
it's
good.
It's got energy.
Yeah, got energy.
The car's
Isn't
got more
weird?
Power. Yeah.
Do you think it more does based power. On you just feeling and thinking that? Like if it's got something to
I
do.
I do wonder if I was to fill up the air, the tyre, whether Brie would. I think it's a bit of the IKEA effect.
Yeah.
You know, she's
I've made a better car.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say about the for dummies thing, this is sort of in the intellectual property realm.
Yes.
There's, I've mentioned it before, I believe, the poor man's copyright and how to basically prove that you are the original owner of an idea.
How do you do that? Like songs are a big one.
What would you do, GB? How would you sort of, a poor man's version, how would you do it?
I mean, you'd probably write something and put it in a safe. Or
how do they know when the safe
put a date on it? email yourself.
Oh,
that's very close.
Yeah, you've done this before.
You've done this on the show.
I didn't fucking get it. I was pissed off that I didn't get it. I'm still not going to guess. It's something
what,
really basic.
What you know?
What is
you
it?
Remember?
Oh, postage stamp. Postage
exactly.
Stamp.
So, post it to yourself. Yeah, yeah. That's
so
it.
You do. You put it in a manila. What happened to manila envelopes?
Still around?
What's manila envelope?
Manila folders.
What's that?
A manila. Is manila a color?
I thought manila folder.
I think it's a brand, no?
Mum, can you get me a manila folder? I need to put some stuff in it for school.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a brand.
Yeah.
It is a brand.
It's,
a brand.
It's the Dyson.
Nah,
a manila
a brand,
folder is
a
file folder.
Design. So do you get a manila envelope or you just get a yellow envelope?
I'd never heard of a manila envelope.
I imagined a yellow envelope. The problem with manila folders, they don't hold anything in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're full just document. Loose. You could put 100 documents.
On my desk at my PT studio, there was like a tiered sort of holder and it would have manila folders in it.
Can I guess what else you had?
What else?
You had a stamp.
Nah, no stamp, mate.
Really?
I'm not that fucking old, dude.
Well, so my dad, I remember like back in the day,
like
in the 90s, having a stamp pad.
Oh, with your logo on it, yeah.
Or, but even like paid. And it was
But
it was like as a kid, you would want to play with that. But also the carbon copy paper where you could write on something and then it would like
transfer.
Yeah. Transfer paper. Is that what it's called?
So there's transfer paper, but then there was also the stamps. I had one for my stripping agency, Aussie Spunks.
Yeah.
It was a great sort of at the front, you know, girls' nights were doing it, you know, stamp at the front door.
Sure. I was actually.
What a fucking life!
Pretty cool. Was it tacky then?
No, it's not cool.
Was
mate.
It tacky then?
The stamp or the string?
The whole thing.
Yeah, everything
it
was.
But do you think it was less tacky than what it is now?
Which the stamp?
Having an event. Do you reckon harder to put on an event now? All dude strippers.
How would you do it? Would you change it? Would you do a little event bride? Or like how would you?
Yeah, what's a 2020?
What's the version now of a stamp? Scan on your phone, little barcode.
Yeah. It was just a stamp to get in. Yeah. I think it was just a branding piece. It's like like us doing the stickers.
Okay. Still get stamps.
It had no real relevance other than that's a cool
Surely
idea.
Surely
Conspiracy $50.
Jimmy would give you wristbands.
He DJed at the girls' night we held.
You only
free champagne.
One. How many?
Only
how many
one.
Women?
Stepped in glass. Is
oh no!
Stepped on glass.
That's
fucked
like Die
up.
Hard.
Who did?
Me. I stepped on glass.
Is
and
this
it
the same night with the sausage rolls?
No, different night. Different night.
Okay.
It's
the burnt. Oh yeah, lot of injuries. Yeah.
It I'd done it. Like the thing about the looking back on that shit for me is like so cringe, but it doesn't feel like that in the moment. Anything you're doing. That you look back on and think it's cringy. Why would you be doing it if it's in the moment you're feeling completely like that? You either get out of it. That's why I did get out of it because I started.
What was the last strip you ever did?
Fuck, good point. Shit. It may have been in New Zealand. No, Tasmania.
Where we and got, do you remember, was there a real moment of like,
I'm done.
No more.
Oh, no, it was at the start
this
of that.
It's going to get dark.
It was 30 shows previous to that when I was over in New Zealand in Picton. Caught the Picton ferry from Wellington.
We all wearing like matching. I can imagine all like
completely
matching hoodies.
Culturally inappropriate outfits. That's what we were wearing.
What sort of like YMCA? Like, I was wearing the village people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
And so you had,
like it wasn't even thought then, right?
Mm. You just got your costume and put it on.
I just gave it to me. I just
How
gave
many
it to
of
me.
You were there?
Four of us on stage. But there's one moment where I was on stage. I was hungover from the first night that we got there. And we just sort of did a bonding session, got drunk on Jim Beam. And then the next day did a show. And I just remember just arms going up, looking away from the crowd, just thinking, what the fuck have I got myself into? I was just like, at that moment, it was just bearing it.
So with comedians, comedians you can have bad crowds. Is there ever a bad crowd when you're doing that? Like anyone like
some are just rowdy and some aren't. The
so
more rowdy
would be good.
Rowdy is easier because you know that people are brought the vibe rowdy in a fun way. I mean,
what would be rowdy in a negative way?
Like
fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should be
quite. No, but I reckon it was probably the last show. Yeah, definitely the last one of the last shows. We'd packed down, and so I think I've talked about this before, but like there's a weird vibe when you're doing these shows in small towns and you feel like some dudes that are seeing these young blokes come into town and they're stripping for all their girlfriends. Like mm-hmm. they're a bit pissed about it. Mm-hmm. You can tell they're just like, ah, these fucking idiots. And so I think it was like hyper aware that
ready for
you
a
could
fight.
Get bashed. You could have, like, someone's coming out, you know, fucking making comments about you, you know, because you're tanned up and wearing J-strings, you know. And some of them are bogans that are saying stuff. I mean, we definitely had people say shit in the past, yell. Mm-hmm. And
did
anyway,
you have security?
Nah. But this one night, we'd packed down the show and we're driving.
What does packed down look like?
Oh, because we were doing the lights
pole?
And shit. Like, lights.
I'm imagining one of those like, you know, like the signs that you have at a conference that you put, like has a stick that holds it up and then you pull it down and it sort of retracts.
Oh, core flutes and roller banners.
Yeah, roller banners. Did you have a roller banner?
Yeah, the roller banners came out at halftime.
Well, nowadays
you'd have the merch sales.
You'd have a big, what is it with, here's a tip if you've got a business.
Here we go.
Businesses that they spend all the money on a decal, you know, like for their car or whatever, you know, doing a wrap or their truck, and the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook logo is bigger than their own.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh my god, there's someone from Instagram. It's like, oh no, they just want us to follow John's mowing service on Instagram. It's like, mate, I reckon bring it. Maybe not even have the logo on there.
Right. They need designing for dummies online. It's hard. I feel the pain there. It's an easy mistake to make. You grab a PNG off Google and you just drop it into
None
something.
None of them match.
Anyway, finish the story. We're driving off in our van. There's like six of us in there. And, you know, sound guy, MC, and then the four guys, including me. And we started
getting a soundo.
Yeah, it's a full-on. Like, do you have your own PA system or did...
There was PA systems that we had.
Would the soundo strip?
Nah.
Okay, it's just a soundo.
Would the soundo get paid the same as the strippers?
No, he was definitely not.
Okay. What were you getting paid?
I can't remember. 100...
No, dig deep.
I actually cannot remember. It was cash. It was all cash. And then we'd make more money if we sold like fucking... photos of us. It was so bizarre.
Who took the photos?
No, it was all Polaroids. And you'd sell Polaroids. So would at the end of the show, there would be like the guys up on stage and some of them were like, mate, the other guys were like, mate, we need that fucking download. It's going to make us look better for the photos. And so I was 19 and I was just having fun. Anyway, you'd have people come up and sit on the lap and get a photo charge
for
of
how
10
much?
Bucks.
10 bucks.
10 bucks cash.
Any DVDs
So you
or
could
anything?
Get more cash. So if we could make more money. I think it might have been like 150 a show plus any of the merch sales and...
What about like extra? Did anyone, Because you hear like Vegas and stuff.
I will
stuff.
Finish this fucking show, story. Yeah,
there's so much to ask. Was there any sort of someone suggesting that they would give more cash for other things?
I had 10 bucks shoved in my G-string once by an old grandma.
For potential, for something else.
Oh, you're talking about. No,
so
no,
what I'm
no.
talking about you're is like in Vegas or whatever. Soliciting. Don't they, yes. Saying,
yeah, yeah.
Did any, like, not saying that you did that, but did anyone
I
sort of
I didn't do it. There was when we had it, so the business that I had in Melbourne, Aussie Spunks, the number that we had, 0488 Spunks, it's pretty proud of that. That's I got great. That. There was people texting that, women texting asking. That. Yeah. Wanting escort service.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so go on. So you're in the, you've got the soundo.
Yeah, we're all in the car. We're driving off and then all of a sudden we're getting followed by this car. And we're like, oh, fuck. There's definitely some boyfriends of the girls who are at the show and they're angry and, you know, built that story. Like, we're gonna have to fight. And so we're driving, we drive down this road and then we pull over. We're like, fuck this, let's fight them. And then we fucking pull over, roll the door open, and then the car, vroom, girls hanging out the window, yelling, ah, fucking swinging something in their hand. I don't know, but we're getting chased by girls from the show.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, it's at that point, it's like good that you... wasn't a bunch of aggressive guys.
Sure.
But anyway, getting chased by women in cars.
That's nice. I listened to episode one yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Throwback.
All I listened to was the bit that was put on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did like about it, actually, you'd never give advice to a new podcast to start the way we did, but we haven't changed much.
What do you mean?
Within the first 4 seconds, I'm saying something about how you've just intro'd the show.
Yeah, sure. It's
really probably happened about, you know, 500 times. Mm-hmm. But I was like, at that point, I was like, listening back to, you know, now, how many episodes now? 760 something?
Mm-hmm. 763, like, yeah.
Fuck, I guess the only bit of advice is like be yourself, but then you wouldn't advise people to start a show like that for the first one.
I reckon, like just do what, the like low energy, do you reckon?
You know, a whole bunch of stuff. But that's what you got to start. You got to fumble.
Yeah, there was a bit of fumbling. But yeah. The funny thing was, so I mentioned it was probably only 2 weeks ago about going to London and a regional radio show giving me the torch.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So episode one, I mentioned it. Oh, really? And I have a better memory of during that time, I told the story better.
Did
so
you?
If you enjoyed that story, go and listen to it on Ep 1. But
the better version.
Heath and Normie were the guys' names who had a radio
that's
show.
Right. I remember Heath and Normie. Yeah.
And then I went down a rabbit hole of trying to find Heath and Normie.
Where are they
Normie
now?
Lives in Texas.
Does he? What's he doing over there?
Don't know, but he doesn't really follow any radio people. I feel like he's fucking...
What's the story, Josh?
The story I told was it was like he was in the talent pipeline. He was meant to get, you know, the big metro show. Didn't happen. He did, however, find someone that he fell in love with in Texas.
Yeah.
And so he's moved there and he doesn't really talk about radio now. And so it's a fun story when he's... I'm imagining he's got some sort of corporate job or whatever. And when, you know, he comes in to do consultancy and they're like, oh, this is, you know, I forgot his actual name, but it's like, oh, yeah, here's John. Yeah, and what's a fun fact about John? And he's like, well, in the mid 2000s, I was on a radio show in Australia and my nickname was Normie.
I tell you what, they do have a Wikipedia page, the Heath and Normie show.
Yeah. What was his name? Normie's actual
Heath
name?
Heath and Normie, I don't know, personalities. Where is it?
It's near the end of the second paragraph.
Special. Oh, here we go. Heath Piper.
Lucas.
And yeah, Lucas Normie Doral.
Mm-hmm. He's on Instagram. He did a funny post.
If you had to have a wacky radio name, what would it be?
Buster.
Buster?
Because
he's busting your balls.
Now, Buster sounds too...
Buster.
Buster sounds like a producer. It's sort of low status. No offense.
What would it be though?
Buster sounds like the
No, I get it.
What would you like? Tiger?
I always go with like J Dog with a double G. But I don't think that I think it's too
I feel
ridiculous.
Like that's low status.
Yeah, that is. I think it is.
J Dog.
That's lower than Buster.
Anything like what do you think you guys think? Why don't we all do it for each other? You got to come up with your radio names.
Okay.
So Tommy Jacket, I reckon, is beauty.
Beauty? No.
Beauty? What? Handsome?
Well, the, I think they just do it off, like, I remember there was a time talking in
Handsome
Shepparton
and the
about us doing, like, me being TJ, because it's about if the names float. Tommy and Josh go together, mm-hmm. Josh and Tommy, whatever it be. It was like Tommy and Candy.
Hard.
And I was like, should we be doing TJ Candy?
TJ and Candy. No. What did you put? Do you remember what you pushed?
Tommy. Just one of my fucking names.
Yeah.
Tom, they were thinking. I was like, absolutely not.
Tom.
Tom.
Nah.
Tom.
Tom. Nah, you Big just, Tom.
Big Tom. That's funny.
Big Tom. Yeah. I mean, it's rich because we give everyone else nicknames, but you and I don't. Mm-hmm. We're just... It's either a
well, what could it be?
TJ,
yeah, JJ,
JJ,
yeah,
JJ and TJ,
Jansen and Jacket.
Jansen.
On, let's just
that
give
sounds
a
like a fucking law firm.
Jansen, yeah. Yeah. Associates, yeah, 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 for your exactly, accounting
yeah,
needs.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, just for 30 more seconds on this. This is good.
Strip.
Now, what is oh, it? Yeah. Come on.
You know, the wacky oh, yeah, past oh, yeah. PT.
So, what do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah. I don't know. What about
meditation?
Meditate, yeah. Guru? Medi.
Medi.
Guru. Guru.
Yeah, I'll take guru.
What about like...
But I've called Rain Man.
Guru Tom. Tom the Guru. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday night. It's Tom Guru here on the decks. That's fun. Tom Guru.
Tom
Guru. Actually,
Guru.
That was the one thing that I fucking... Like, I realized how much of a narcissist I am because I was listening to episode... Like, I was sitting on the couch, just fucking arms crossed, just like, oh, what do we talk about? Just listening. Just, I was.
You're completely disconnected, though.
But there was, I'm trying to think, oh, the bit that I did like, I feel like I'm very consistent because there's a whole section where, and this is going to become the show where I just talk about what happened.
Yeah.
On, you know.
What you said.
What I said.
What yeah. you said.
And that's why I was very wary of that. I was like, fuck, there's a lot of, in the Discord, I was just doing a blow by blow. It's like, and then I said this, and then I said that, and fuck, wasn't it funny when I did this? Yeah. I was talking about Smooth FM and how I like doing the painting the picture. And gave a lot of pushback with me painting the picture, and I want to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to give it a go now?
Yes, please. So, no, I just, it's very basic. It's that idea of you're in bed right now, you're going to sleep, you're relaxed, you're having a really nice, snuggly night in, you're under the doona, or maybe you're going on that jog that you wanted to go on or stuck in traffic as well. Beep, beep to you. It's the Daily Talk Show. But it's nice, isn't it? It sort of paints this picture. Like if you're running right now, give me a smile. No, seriously. No, I'm talking to you. Smile, bigger.
I know what you're trying to do.
See, there we go. That was fun, wasn't it?
You're just trying to connect to where the person is.
Well, the thing is that like they're just doing the dishes right now. That's you, isn't it? Are you doing the dishes right now?
No, I mean, you'll hit at some point.
Do you know the funny thing
there's
is?
There's enough people listening now. That it makes more sense now than when we had... Three listeners.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is with dishes, they're probably wondering, how the fuck do I stack the bowls? If that's you, hi.
There was one I remember where you said, if you're on a plane right now, send us a photo.
Yeah, not many people on planes.
No.
I think
not,
we got one now. Or two. Yeah.
Well, why don't we? So, Rain Man did all the work in regards to the survey. So, we can just look at the highest percentage of how people listen as a way of getting the most amount. Do you like that idea?
The most amount of what?
Of people. So it's like, I can tell you how most people listen to the show, like what they're doing.
Oh, and then, are you just trying to connect to what you can then say to paint the picture?
Yeah. Yes.
So you're driving in the car. Fuck.
Exactly.
Most people listen to the podcast.
Or,
hey, if you are.
At work, doing a few emails.
Hey, if you're at home.
Yeah. You know, you're meant to be doing something else. See, now I've bought into it.
But it's so much fun. Okay, here you go.
But I think it just gets a bit boring. What Josh wanted to do was at the very start of the show.
Okay.
Mention it.
So 38% of people listen while exercising, 51% in the car, 23% on public transport, 32% at work, 59% at home, and 53% while doing household tasks.
Mm. Hang on.
So it's not an equal percentage because you can select more than one.
Sure. There you go.
Before I was about to say this is...
No, so you can select more than one.
5-quarter latte.
Yeah. So based on that, household tasks at home, very high, over 50% for both of them, and in the car. So I think that if I was to do it, it's like if you are about to do the vacuuming, if you're just doing a bit of tidying up, if you're working out where that last bit of dust is, enjoy the household chores, get them done while you're listening to the Daily Talk Show. It's great to be here.
It's just, yeah, but it's just if you're a parent and, you know, your partner's putting the kid to bed and you're cooking dinner and you're just feeling like you've got some alone time and you've got us in your ears, welcome.
Yeah, if you're cutting an onion right now.
That's when I do it. Just think about when you do it and someone will be doing the exact similar thing.
Mm. I mean, I think the working out one's great. Like if your heart rate's up, if you're really feeling it in your chest and your throat, keep pushing. Listen to the Daily Talk Show.
Motivational, mate.
Oh, my God. We're getting an insight.
Chill out, Craig Hart. Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that before. What was that? If you're feeling it, what was the throat bit?
Feeling it in your throat. You know when you get the little... I mean, you...
What did you say?
Tommy, you know when you get that little...
Tommy, fuck off, fuckhead. What did you say?
You know, you get like... I don't know, like hurts in your throat. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. It's like the...
You get like a congested...
Reflux. I get reflux. Yeah, when I'm like on the couch and fucking, you know, eating a curry laying down.
It's coming back up. Yeah. Right.
Speaking of food, I'm hungry. I got to go.
Yeah, maybe you're actually just having a bite to eat as well.
Yeah, you're about to just switch off because dinner's ready. Thanks for listening.
The other thing is you could be like, just feel...
If I get one, he will then follow with one after that. So watch.
I'm going to do one after, so go on.
Well, no, then he'll come back and get you another. No, you're just feeling it. If you are lifting the weight, feel it. Like, put yourself in the muscle. Feel the...
Look at the bicep when you're doing it.
Yeah, no, but actually, see, the problem with that is it's so specific. They have to be doing their arms, whereas I want to do something.
Yeah, but if it's ultimate connection if you get on something a bit bespoke. Mm.
You're four squats in.
Yeah, imagine being at four squats in and just fucking...
Hidethedailytalkshow.com. Have we had any emails?
Yeah, so we got one from Fabian from Berlin. Mm-hmm. And it's just on the stuff that we talked about yesterday with people naming their kids Adolf. Mm-hmm. And he says that there is a big sensitivity in Germany around that. So
thank you, Fabian.
Thanks, Fabs.
You might be in your car right now.
Fabian might have been listening while, you know, on a light walk.
What's the weirdest place? If you're doing something very weird right now.
Well, you might be in the shower and you don't have a UE boom to amplify the sound. So you're using your phone and it's getting wet. And you can't really hear properly, so you're going to have to rewind when you get out and re-listen.
Have you done that before?
I do that all the time.
What's crazy is when we've seen somebody who's listening at the time that we've seen them. Like, even so I was also filming with Nazim, comedian and he ran up to a car. We were doing Vox Pops with Barefoot Investor, and I'm shooting, and he runs up to this car, and I had headphones on, and because he was strapped with a lapel, I wasn't close to him. And I could hear the guy say, "Mate, I'm fucking listening to your podcast right now." The dude had his mind blew up because Nazim, celebrity, right there, runs up to him. It's fucking crazy.
Who was that legend that we bumped into at the airport?
Oh, Matt, Mark, fuck. We were at the Sydney airport.
Oh, that was great.
And we were on
and he was listening to us.
Yes, and he came up to you.
Yeah.
Said,
we also had Wombat did that walking up Victoria Street.
Yes,
Wombat was walking up Victoria Street and he had Bose headphones on or whatever.
Yeah, and he saw
the
me.
Silver ones, and he saw you, and he's like, "Did he stop you? Maybe
no,
messaged."
But he looked like he was a guy that was listening to
that was before one man
and then actually saw the person that's listening. Whoa! Anyway,
it's Tommy J. It's what did we call you?
Strip?
What was the nickname?
No, it wasn't Strip. Handsome.
Now what was?
I'll
that?
Take any of these.
Now what
guys.
Was
Tom
that?
Guru?
Tom Guru
is great.
Tom Guru. Could,
Tom Guru.
I'm buying that around domain. That.
Yeah. It's a daily talk show. If you're listening in an interesting place, do an Instagram story now. Do you know what we haven't done in a while?
Oh, yes.
What is it?
10 seconds of admin.
10 seconds of admin. Take a screen grab right now of you listening to the show. Post it on Instagram as a story and we'll regram it. What a deal. That's right. Get out of the Kick app because I know that you're doing a workout right now. Get the photo. Could be you working out. Extra points if you're working out. If you've got a sweat. And tag the Daily Talk Show and we will regram it.
Or if you're going into a sauna.
No, don't do it because he's going to now try and get you another one.
Oh, what about, hang on.
See?
If we
don't
can get,
stop.
If we can get someone in a spa or spring, not to get smutty.
Hot like spring.
This is hot springs.
Hot spring, yeah. That would be great. Sauna without a roof.
See, now he's going to have to get another one.
No, I think the sauna, a really good one is gym. Not many. I was actually thinking about this. I said this to Bree this morning because all the gyms are reopening. I had a moment where I'm like, if I still had my Fitness First membership, because I paid for a year and went like five times or whatever, but I was in contract. If the pandemic had happened, could I have called up and been like, this is what I would have said? I'm like, mate, I can't use my membership. I want to be using it. I can't go into your gym. I want to cancel right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Would they have done that?
I reckon.
Definitely. I think they're actually giving people money, their money back.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Sounds like something they would do.
They were hoping people would just put it on hold.
Nathan's sitting by a pool right now.
Fucking
hell. YouTube chat.
We didn't mention that one, so.
Hey, jump in, please.
Yeah,
jump
if in. You are. I mean, it's. I feel
I wish
like
the weather was.
Can
great.
We finish up so Nathan yeah, can jump into the pool?
Yeah, great. Okay. All right, it's a Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, everyone. Have a lovely day.
See you guys.